Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
Monday it is. Hey, man, I love the voice. I think the chemistry between Adam, Shakira, Usher, and new folks, you know, along with, I mean, yo, my country hero, man, I think the chemistry is awesome amongst those leaders there. The voice, check it out. I'm looking at it right now, another hour to go. But still listen to us, though. Your hip-hop informer, that dude, T.M. Hyman. What's going on, everybody? Last spoke to you Friday night in the Cypher. How was your weekend? Hope your week is off to a good start. Hey, tonight, hey, we're going to get it in. One of my favorite shows next to The Voice is The Apprentice. And that wench got fired last night. I know y'all didn't think it was going to happen, but it's my belief that Donald would have fired Omarosa when LaToya brought her, if LaToya had brought her in the boardroom 2 weeks ago. For anybody that follows The Apprentice, hey, that's the conversation tonight. Who do you think going to come out on top? When you look at this crazy cast of characters, come on, Trace Atkins, Stephen Baldwin, who just flat out lied last night. The good thing is you got to know those that label amongst you, because his team knew he was BSing. I mean, is anybody crazier on this earth than Gary Busey? I mean, Lil Jon, he pre-bring the swag. LaToya, I'm kind of sad that she's gone. And a little mad at LaToya, but guess what? That night, she got sexier to me for some reason. She a little weird, though. That she does, that's strange. Hey, we inside Money Monday, the topic tonight, who's coming out on top? Hey, Donald fires Omarosa. Hit us up, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, that laugh is in my head now. Hey, you know, we'll be back. We'll be right back.
One more time. I want it to be perfect.
Been with your ratchet ass.
begun. Sitting on the side of my bed, count my ones. Talk about me and you would make a cute son. Convincing me you ain't really seeing no one. I love spending time with you, but so fun. I'm thinking to myself, bitch, please, I'm done. This shit's unreal. I guess I should blame it on them damn high heels. The way your skin looks when your silk blouse peeled. That damn D'Angelo and his how does it feel. You went from jump off to G4 jets. All type of baller saying I got next. I should've ignored you when you sent that text. Knew I couldn't afford you when we first had sex. Had to do it anyway. And I would do this shit all over any day. Cause you're a nasty thing. Drive me up the walls with the skills you bring. But I hope you're okay with a little Burger King. Cause the bills be whoppers when you find dining.
She's so ratchet, she's so ratchet. She's so bad, we can go cash at it. First I'm gonna smash it, then I'm gonna leave it.
Leave.
You ain't gonna do me like you did, yeah, neither.
I'ma get mine. Time to get rid of your ratchet ass.
Yeah, I'ma get mine.
A little money for gas.
I should've never been with your ratchet ass. My pockets feel light. Woke up this morning and something wasn't right. The numbers are all off. You got your hair done and it looks all soft. Can't find my knot, no place. You're giving me the innocent poker face. I feel weird when we embrace. You treat my house like it's our place. And you go hard in the bed. Am I doing that much or do you need meds? I mean, I believe what you said, but you were screaming as you was giving me head. Aggressive shopping and credit card dropping. Relax, baby, ain't none of that popping. Once that starts, ain't no stopping. The swap me got real good cotton.
She's so ratchet, she's so ratchet. She's so bad, we can go cash at it. First I'm gonna smash it, then I'm gonna leave it.
Leave.
You ain't gonna do me like you did, yeah, neither.
I'ma get mine. Time to get rid of your ratchet ass.
Yeah, I'ma get mine.
Donald fires Amorosa, who will come out on top tonight inside Money Monday. It's April 1st, April Fool's Day. I did not play any jokes on anybody, you know, but I thought of a few. They just weren't going to be, I think they were going to be like over the top, so I just forget about it. Man, who will come out on top? I know Donald shocked some folks last night, but because I'm like an Apprentice fanatic, I follow the Apprentice, I stop what I'm doing when it's on. I knew 2 weeks ago if LaToya hadn't like lost her mind temporarily and brought Lil Jon and Dennis Rodman, you know, back into the boardroom and then chose Amorosa. Or whoever came along back with Dennis Rodman, I can't remember. He would have fired Amorosa. Last night she got fired, got the axe. He lowered the hatchet, and I think America was happy. That's the crazy part. All of America was happy. But before we go any further, all the way live, coming out of North Kakalaka, I believe actually it's Charlottesville, South Carolina. I'm blowing out. I'm sending up to North Carolina. Give it up. From Charlotte, Madam Kizzy Boston.
Well,
I don't know where North Carolina came from.
I don't know. Good evening in the morning time. How about that one?
Don't know what I was thinking. Good evening in the morning time. What up? Donald Trump, Don Trump Jr., Ivanka, Eric F. Trump. You got Arsenio Hall. You got Piers Morgan. Piers hates Amorosa. And he has to be still celebrating right now. Even though they recorded this thing months ago. He probably celebrated again last night.
He hates Amorosa.
You know what? I'm not surprised that you like Amorosa. I'm not surprised at all.
And you shouldn't be.
Not shocked at all.
Yeah. I mean, So you should be prepared for. Yeah. I think that anything that she gets into, she could come out on top. But I think that
She did not last night.
And I understand that. However, I don't think that this is a loss for her. I mean, the thing is that she's a one-name personality.
And so when someone can call you by one name and we know who you're talking about, you've done your due. But I think Mr. Trump has recognized that multiple times. I think Amorosa herself has thrown that in people's face with the statement she runs half the West Coast. in your mind, but I understand what you're saying. You're saying you're influential, but you're not that damn influential, Omarosa.
Man, listen, Omarosa, okay, is a entity within herself. I mean, the thing is
she's
that
a brand. She's a brand, like many brands.
Right, exactly. And so it's like she's going to make money regardless. So a lot of people are like, you know, yeah, she's off, she's off. Well, guess what? She still is making her money, still doing projects.
We don't care, though. We don't care that she's making her money. We just don't want to see her face. And I think we're happy because of it.
Some people care. Some people care. They don't want her to have nothing.
No, I wouldn't want her not to be successful. She's an entrepreneur. That's why we know her. We know her because she's an entrepreneur. I just don't like the lies and the manipulation and the backstabbing. I don't like to see that. That's not a good look.
But, you know, that's what happens in the world, period. I mean, whether it's entertainment industry, or you're in corporate world, whatever. I mean, it's, you know, a lie is a lie is a lie.
And you say that to say what?
I don't know. I just lost my total thought, so I just continue with the lie.
Hey, hey, I love it. I love it. Hey, we are talking about The Apprentice. And when we come back, we're going to keep this conversation moving. It's 8:19 in Tennessee. It's 9:19 in New York City. I'm sorry, it's 9:11 in New York City. It's 8:11 in Tennessee. Hey, I'm bugging. We'll be right back. TM Hot Radio Live.
Nigga, we the news in your city. Real talk. Donald Trump does it again with the celebrity all-stars, from Gary Busey to Lil Jon, from LaToya Jackson to Dennis Rodman. This group of celebrities create interesting television. I'm stuck with them. I'm not the only one stuck. Omarosa, fired last night by Trump. And some told me hater and glad it happened. But, you know, clearly she got some fans. She has some fans. She has some people that can relate, and some folks that's saying, "Go, girl." I say, yes. "Sit your ass down, girl." That's what I say.
Boy.
But it's all good, you know. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. She really thought she was going to win. We want to hear from you. She really tried to use her influence to manipulate and persuade. You know, in a negative way, very cunning. You know, I mean, she was like a snake in the grass. And so, I mean, I totally accept the fact. And I have friends who indeed are shrewd people at times. But this is the deal. I'm also smart enough to know that no one is no one thing all the time. So, you know, I don't know her personally, but, you know, maybe she's not even that way. You know, like behind closed doors. Maybe that's all a personality, but some of that, I believe, you know, is true characteristics. And
the thing is,
I say
that
she's creative. I say she's creative, and I just want to say this, and I totally yield. I'm not hating on Omarosa because it takes all kinds to make the world go around. I just didn't think that she's. I wouldn't want to work with Omarosa. I wouldn't hire Omarosa to help me to accomplish anything, because you don't have to slam people and, you know, and stab people in the back in order to be successful.
Then at the same token, I mean, I totally get where you're coming from. But then at the same token, it's like, all right, a lot of women have to be the way that she is. To be successful and stay successful. And
I get it.
You know, I mean, even the only difference is that she's just more open up to the world. We get to see everything she's doing. We don't get to see everything that everybody does behind closed doors and, you know, in corporate America. And I think that, you know,
we know that people lie, steal, and cheat in corporate America.
Yeah, they get what they
well
want.
As well as in the church. As well as, you know, anywhere else. We know that it happens. But, again, we say that to say what?
We say that it's not right, but that seems to be the way a lot of women have to get to the top.
I don't get that.
Honestly, you have to really either be, excuse me for some, you really got to be a bitch to get and stay in certain positions. A lot
I don't
of times
agree with that.
You can't just,
I don't
just,
agree with
you know,
that.
Especially in a quote-unquote man's world, yes, you do have to be a little bit tougher. You can't be as
tougher,
nice.
Tougher, yes. Tougher, yes.
Right. So, but a lot of times that's perceived as being a bitch.
The perception, I agree. Sometimes to be tough, it is to be misunderstood or perceived to be that way, but
exactly.
But to be one and to feel like you have to be one in order to be heard and seen, no, you totally fell and bumped your head. Now, I'm not saying you, but I'm just saying your concept is off.
It takes longer if you're not. It takes longer when you're the nice. As a matter of fact, there's a book out that some men may want to read called Nice Girls Don't Get the Corner Office. Women should read it, but it's some men just should read it too.
But I think that applies to us as humans.
Yeah.
I mean, nice people, you know, nice. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Nice people often finish last, like they say. I'm just going to be, I mean, honest and say I've seen it. You know, nice people finish last. But this is what I also believe. even in the midst of being aggressive, persistent, and even if you got to be a little, I'd rather say shrewd, even if you have to be shrewd, you still have to apply some kindness and some niceness and some courtesy. You got to apply that in there. It has to balance it all out.
That's what you have teammates for.
Teammates. Well, you know what?
Makes the dream work.
It does. And we're going to take a break and come back, and we're going to talk about the team that currently exists on The Apprentice. Because guess what? I mean, you are absolutely right. But you got somebody like Trace Atkins who will always draw the line in the sand and be like, listen, there's some ridiculous mess that's going on right now, dog. Donald Trump asked Trace last night, Trace, who would you fire? As Omarosa went back and forth with Lil Jon.
I'm sorry, I didn't do it. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. He asked him, who would you fire? As they went back and forth. Trace Atkins says, I think if I were you, I'd let him duke it out just a little bit more. Just let them duke it out a little bit more. Hey, we'll be right back. Team High Mobile Live. It's crazy. Teamwork makes the dream work. TM Hot Radio Live. Yes, I know.
That was CeeLo Green, Bright Light, Bigger City. I love that song. I love that album, actually.
Yeah. That whole joint rocks. The whole album rocks. Hey, Michael Bay, yo, I don't know what happened over there last week. On Friday, for those who may not know, the Michael Bay show is off the air due to a conflict in contract negotiations. The media company that provides the syndication just decided, you know, to go in a direction that clearly Mike and his crew was not digging, could not come to an agreement, show off the air. What is appalling is the crew was not even allowed access to the studio on Friday morning when they did not renegotiate and sign. It was like vamanos, comprende.
Yeah, and that's crazy because it's like they thought at least. I mean, I think because I think earlier in the week he had announced that you know the last show was going to be Friday, and I guess they said your last show will not come on Friday. And the thing is that I mean
it's
he did put out a response on his Facebook page, Michael Basin did, you know, about pretty much, you know, it's time for him to move on to, you know, a new venture. So, and he thanked all his listeners and everything. And like,
well, Michael Basin's done a lot, you know, for the community. Specifically, has been a humongo advocate for what's right in the African American community. He's an activist, he's a leader, he's an entrepreneur, and so we wish him much success. I mean, he's done tours, he led the, remember the Gina, was it the Gina 7 or Gina 6?
Gina 6.
Numbers.
It was the Gina 6.
Yeah, the Gina 6, he stood strong behind the Trayvon Martin campaign. You know, I remember Michael Baseman, you know, putting forth more than $250,000. And for those who don't know what $250,000 really equates to, I'm talking $250,000. Really, I believe it was $300,000 or a little more than $300,000. So way over $250,000 of his own money to help reelect President Obama this last term. We're not just talking about a radio disc jockey. We're talking about a leader who had a radio platform. And used it well, you know. So I'm sure it may be delayed, but not denied. I'm sure Michael Baseman will be back on the airwaves somewhere real soon. And we appreciate your leadership. Moving right along, anything else in entertainment or national news?
Yes, the fact that Roland Martin is no longer on CNN. And
Let's talk about that.
Now. In a friend, not even a Virginia native, who's in Raleigh now. He has a website, HipHopNews247.com, and this article is showing that Roland Martin blasts CNN, saying that they are largely white males, not comfortable with confident minorities. So. He's saying that they're not comfortable with the idea of having strong, confident minorities in more prominent positions on the network, and there's still fear that this fear of actually making a leap that you're that they have a large white male executive panel, and they're not enamored with having the idea of having you know confident minorities. So they got rid of Soledad O'Brien as well.
Soledad's not with CNN anymore?
Nah, she's not with CNN anymore. They let her go, too. There's somebody else that they were letting go, but I didn't think it was happening so soon. Because the talk started, about 3 weeks ago. No, I said about a month ago, about who CNN was going to be letting go because they had new people come in, you know, like new upper echelon.
Management. Yeah, new management.
And So they were supposed to be, you know.
I didn't realize Soledad O'Brien was gone from CNN. That sounds pretty foul.
Crazy, right? So it's like, you know, where do they go from there? I mean, now they all have, like, Roland Martin, he has his own following, but then you have some people who don't support Roland Martin either because they're saying, well, he doesn't have a political background. He's not well-versed in it. He didn't go to school for this stuff, so why should they, you know, be vying to keep him on air?
Because he's a voice, and I think because he's just as competitive. He's just as competitive, and you said it. He has his own following. So anytime that someone can bring a following with them or plug their following in to a broader base of information, that's always a plus. Unless you are intimidated by the confidence of a minority.
Right. And that's what it seems like. That's what they're saying. Well, that's what Roland Martin is saying about CNN. That, he said they didn't have a place for real black men in America.
Well, I'm not going to pull a race card, right? But I'd like to, you know, again, you know, transition or segue into, you know, the next half hour. It's 9:31, but still stay on topic and on base because I don't want to pull the race card.
No, that was a quote from Roland.
No, I mean, but I think, again, a great segue because I don't want to pull the race card, but you have to look at it sometimes for what it is. However, let's just look at this. Look at Dennis Rodman, Omarosa, Lil Jon, and who? And LaToya Jackson.
Right.
So those are, you know, one, two, three, four, and we can't forget Claudia Jordan.
Okay.
Claudia Jordan is a black woman. Historically black college. So, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Out of, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 contestants. I think that's that's a pretty good number when you're looking at all-stars. But the real question is this, because I think we have representation. However you want to, you know, describe the representation. Lil Jon, LaToya Jackson, Claudia Jonah, Omarosa, Dennis Rodman, representation of minorities. But five very different people from five different backgrounds bring in five different perspectives to the table. Now, all of them are celebrity. All of them had to, you know, fight to acquire and have to fight to sustain their celebrity.
Right.
It appeared that, you know, going back, looking in contrast to Omarosa's approach and everybody else's approach, they still understood that you can be successful without being manipulative, right? But,
right.
I mean, just to kind of connect the conversation, though, I think it's about how you present yourself. It's not really always not to take up for anything or anybody. It's not always just because you're black. You have to be able to be black, but still I think I'm gonna say this, but it's not really the bottom line. You have to be able to still use your voice, but be respectful in how you use your voice. Because often I think people, they aren't necessarily intimidated by us as minorities. I don't think they're intimidated because they have things, you know, that we don't have. They have access, and they're conscious of the fact that we don't have it. So I'm not sure they're intimidated more so than pissed off.
Right.
Because the bottom line is, you don't belong here. What are you doing? But the bottom line is that's going to exist. It has existed, that mentality. But how do you become an all-star? You know, how do you rise above that? You know, you have to know that, hey, we all have equal opportunity. It's just about how you go about it, and it's about education. And so you don't have to be a bitch, per se, like you say. That's
right.
Just like, you know, because to me, if you have to be a bitch, that's just like justifying somebody saying that I got to sleep, you know, with people to be successful. I got to steal in order to be successful, you know. And see, I just think I live off of the concept of I'm going to use my gifts, my talents, because he's blessed me with a lot of them. You know what I'm saying? And I believe he's blessed us all with many gifts and talents. But many of us haven't cultivated our gifts and our talents. One thing about Omarosa, she knows all of her gifts and talents, and she doesn't always use them the right way. But see, I believe that you can never be successful to the magnitude that you're supposed to be successful using your gifts and talents in the wrong way. Because those that use those gifts and talents, those God-given ones, see, it's continuous prosperity. When you do the right thing, because it's going to come right back to you. You're tuned to TM Hama Radio Live. Let's rock out for a few minutes. We'll be right back. Who's going to come out on top of the apprentice? Donald Fires Omarosa. Let's party, y'all. Let's be right back.
Breathe again.
Hyman Radio Live, and that was
That's right.
with Why Are You the Only One. And before that, well, that was my man Jay Styles with Breathe Again. Sorry.
Party over here. Hey, yo. Yeah, just wanted to speed up the pace a little bit. Like both of those jams right there. You are Inside Money Monday. Hey, it's a interesting conversation because at the end of the day, The Apprentice is about leadership. Donald
right.
Trump is cutthroat, on top of his game, don't care if you like him or not, shrewd, crude human being. But
yeah,
clearly he knows what he's doing, and he's a remarkable leader.
But people hate him too, though. They hate his
hair.
They
hate
him as a person. But they love the fact that he makes money.
He did cut it. He did trim the hair. He's tired of people talking about it. He did trim it up.
Trimming it and taking that thing off his head is too I don't take that as a haircut. He probably replaced the hair piece. I doubt it was a haircut.
Hey, hilarious. Hey, let's talk about Mary Lou Henner. How remarkable is Mary Lou Henner, who won as project manager last night, but aside from that, she has a memory that is so freaking, like, scary. She remembers dates and times, and it, everything is like a stamp on her memory. You can ask her about any event, and she can tell you what took place. Anything that she did at any given time, it's pretty remarkable. Look up Mary Lou Henner if you have no idea what I'm talking about. She was an actress back in the day. I can't even think of the show that she was on. But it's Mary Lou, and it's not – well, it's M-A-R-I-L-U, Mary Lou Henner, H-E-N-N-E-R. And she's on Team Plan B. We're talking about The Apprentice tonight and the fact that Donald fired Omarosa, who was his ace boon coon. The Apprentice would not have been what it is if it was not for – that shrewd, crude Omarosa that set the tone, you know. And she's back on the show with Brandi Roderick, Lisa Henna, Claudia Jonah got fired last week. Before Claudia, it was Latoya Jackson who got fired. You know, before Latoya, Brett Michaels got fired. That was week number two. You know, Dee Snider led the pack, got fired the first week, which was pretty embarrassing. Who's left? You got Trace Atkins, Stephen Baldwin, that crazy Gary Busey. He's just crazy. You got Penn, Gillette, Lil Jon, Dennis Rodman, who I'm pretty shocked Dennis is still in the game. I'm pretty shocked, I got to say. You know, that's a strange dude.
I mean, but then, like, it didn't, like, feel Young Kim just, you know, invite him over, you know, to come hang out with him and the family.
Which makes him even stranger, because now I'm wondering, does Dennis Rodman have, like, you know, information? Does he have a house over there already, knowing that, you know, we about to be struck? What's going on? Tell me, Dennis. I won't tell nobody.
Okay. Oh, you know what? Before I even comment on that, there was another piece of news that I wanted to share. Since March 7th, the Detroit police have been looking for a missing teenage girl by the name of Tierra Moore. Tierra Moore. And she was last heard from on March 5th around 11 a.m., and she had made contact with a family member via text message. And then there was no more communication after that. So, but they've been looking for her since the 7th. That's when the story was actually published as well. Tierra Moore is described as 4'11". She weighs about 100 pounds. She has brown eyes, braided brown hair with curly ends, dark brown complexion, and has a small build. She was last seen wearing a pink sweatshirt with a hood, a thin black jacket and pierced ears, and she has good physical and mental conditions. But anyone who has seen Tierra Moore or has any information is asked to contact the Detroit Police Department Criminal Investigations at 313-596-1340. That's 313-596-1340. Yes, and that was our latest missing teen. I hate when the kids are missing, man. It's, like, so crazy.
No, that's pretty ridiculous. And March 5th was on a Tuesday, and so it said that they've been looking since March 7th, which is my brother's birthday. That was on a Thursday, so, you know, that's a pretty long time. You know, that is, man, that is literally 2, 3, 4, that's like 4 weeks, almost like 5 weeks. Tomorrow will be 5 weeks, and that's pretty ridiculous. Do us a favor and read off the contact information, and so it clearly sounds like the city is Detroit that this child is missing from. That's Detroit, Michigan. You can read off the profile again.
Tierra Moore is described as 4 feet 11 inches and weighs about 100 pounds, with brown eyes, braided brown hair with curly ends, dark brown complexion, has a small build, petite child. She was last seen wearing a pink hooded sweatshirt, a thin black jacket, and has pierced ears. And anyone that has any information, contact the Detroit police at 313-596-1340. 313-596-1340. Yes, let's help get this little girl home.
No doubt. When we come back, we'll continue to talk about the hit show The Apprentice and some of the most recent happenings from this outrageous cast. We are Real Talk, Real People, Real Times. TM Holler Radio Live.
To the six, models on my bed, waterfront, house ledge, oversee the ocean, house party, sunset, back to back Rari's, me and Sergi Lopez, yeah, I'm on my low shit, Ray Benz, moped, grown ass man, shout out to my old heads, yeah, name a new trend, bet we done it, so many beautiful girls, I can't have one, bitch, I'm on dollar bill, one shit, we just throw it in the air, and she make a booty flip, booty talk, booty clap, yeah, poppin' where I'm at, Hollywood, hide away, you can't even Google map,
yeah,
and sometimes it be like that, so baby don't trip if I don't text back, sometimes it be like that, so baby don't trip if I don't text back,
I don't even know why I'm feeling like a pimp, nigga always walking with a lamb, I don't even know why I'm getting all this cash, nigga always got a blow of cash, okay, party time, it's going down, peace up to that hate town, I'm getting baited, I roll around that head straight to my high,
I don't even know why I'm getting all this cash, nigga always got a blow of cash,
look, out of space bound, miss me, blunt full of mistletoe lighted. Kiss me, watch out for them fake boys, call them Disney, and yeah, I am notorious for my pockets on Biggie, so, what you pay, nigga, what's the price you pay, nigga, to see the light on my favorite night, should I trade it off for like 8 figures, but whoa there, I see them girls, they popping it, they gon' go there, I get the rap in that booty clapping, I take her home and I pull hair, like, nigga, I'm the best here, Kush loud, I can't hear, what you saying, my money paying for such a stage with my ear gear, like, holy moly, where the fuck is Molly, we took a trip to Paris, and we're kissing on a trolley, I say, what you need, whoa, can't stop me, we all up in this party, and I'm scheming for a body, and girl, I really do it, I can tell you what you like, and you'll do what I say, cause I'll make it sound right, but, I don't even know why, I'm something like a pimp, nigga, always walking with a lamb, I don't even know why, gotta get it, no logo on my spit it, I'm boss, make my decisions. And I'm loving all these women, I'm thinking that it be sinning. I just pray that by the morning my faults are all forgiven. Hold up, better witness it, dealing with some businessman. But quick to bust your ass like an inner city kid. A selfish rapport, your feelings ignored. So they can buy the Fendi, the Prada, the Louis Couture. I'm like, y'all, faded, damn right I'm faded. Can't wait till the day I can look at y'all and say, damn right I made it. Like all this pain, just covered up by partying. So I grab a girl and she grab a friend and we party hard all night again. Oh yeah, what you think I'm something for? But I answer that one, cause homie, I don't know. Nah, fiends asking what a sugar cane pimp, cause they know a nigga walking with a limp. I don't even know why I'm something like a pimp. Nigga always walking with a limp. I don't even know why I'm getting all this cash. And they always gotta blow gas. Okay, party time is going down. Peace up to that eight town. I'm getting faded, I roll around and head straight to my high.
I don't even know why I'm getting all this cash. And they always gotta blow gas.
That's right, that's right, that's right, that's right, that's right. Hey, a few minutes left in the show. We are back. We are TM Hyman Radio. We appreciate the support. Hey, man, Usher and Shakira, they add, like, crazy flavor
so much to Blake
and Adam. You know, I like the voice.
You know,
I try to multitask as we do this thing.
You know what's funny? Who, talking about how the American Idol's ratings dropped. And I'm like, because Shakira and Usher are on The Voice. I mean, how could
that ratings had dropped before. I mean, last season, The Voice is just, it's a monster. I mean, it's so real. And again, I'm loving Shakira, you know, and Usher. The flavor, it's just great. Blake, again, my country, you know, hero, because he got so much, just so much personality and his energy. Mm-hmm. He's just a good guy. He makes me like country music, and I don't even listen to country music. But he makes me want to go buy it, just to support country music. And see, that's love right there. Hey, CeeLo, who's going to get fired next week? This coming Sunday on The Apprentice. Who do you think they're out of here? Who's coming out on top? Not even who's coming out on top right now, but who's getting fired next week?
Okay, I'm going to
Let's say who's coming out on top next week. who's not coming out on top next week.
Okay, who's not coming out on top, or who's coming out on top?
Who's getting fired?
Trace Atkins.
You think Trace is getting fired next week?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know why.
Okay.
I just do you watch
the show?
I sure do not.
Okay. Okay, so you just follow it in the news. You follow Omarosa
exactly.
In the news.
Right,
okay.
And so based off of my informed decision is Trace Atkins. I don't know why yet, though.
Okay.
Based off of my research.
So that's a lottery player's pick, Trace Atkins. That's just like a random, you know, just like give me an automatic play.
That's
a no-go.
Gold Coast
okay.
to play in the 316.
Okay, so I'm going to say next week, and when we come, we'll talk about this next Monday.
I'll catch
after
up.
Watching The Apprentice Sunday night. The time, they switched the time up. And I don't know whether that's to throw off viewers or, you know, it'd be because of special programming and you know, some shows are 2 hours long, some shows
like
are 1 hour. But, you know, I'm not sure why the times be flipping back and forth, but next week, just check your local listings Sunday to see who comes out. It's between, in my opinion, Gary Busey, because he's been recommended to be fired so many times. If he's on the losing team next week, he's out of it, because he's a strange bird in a different kind of world. Or it's going to be Stephen Baldwin. Stephen Baldwin is he's slick as grease. You know, what happened when you deal with slippery grease, you're gonna end up on your ass. So you know, you gotta be careful. Stephen Baldwin or Gary Busey will be fired. Check back on Monday to see if I follow this program or do I follow this program. Madam CeeLo Boston.
Yes.
I think it's time to go home.
Oh, yes, it is time to go home. And whatever you do, do it well. Good evening in the morning time. And rock out. Check y'all out on Wednesday, hump day.
Wednesday, 9 p.m.
Love
y'all. Right back.
Something slow and nice to tuck you in. Peace.
Yeah.
Thanks for rocking with us.
Good night, everybody.
Front porch swings and the evening shade. Sipping on grape-flavored Kool-Aid while Marvin Gaye sings in the background. Let's get it on. Hopscotch, Jack's, red light, green light, Mother May I. Back in the days of soft ways and easy understanding. When I was a little girl, Mama taught me to serve the lawn. Daddy said, Nina Bell, don't be nobody's fool. Thought I was grown on $5 a week, and staying up all night made me groan. When going all the way meant marry the man before the child. I never knew the pain of true love. My biggest fear, the redhead girl would never come.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.